Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Qi Fan. I'm a PhD student from UC Berkeley. Today, I'm going to talk about FairWrite, which is a joint work with Matei, HY, Ali, and Yang. So as we all know, cache is a very crucial component in computer systems. And we have CPU cache, disk cache, which you can find on your laptop. And as Ashef has been talking about, caches have been accelerating the speed we access internet today. And more recently, there are many big data systems that use main memory to cache large distributed data sets. Increasingly, there are more and more caches that are shared among multiple users. This is especially true with the advent of cloud computing. For example, you can have a backend system, which can be a storage or content network, where multiple users or multiple applications that access commonly. So in order to provide low latency access to the shared data, as well as reduce the load on the backend, we often put a cache in front of those backend systems. So previously, there have been many cache algorithms that are designed to manage those cache. And the way those algorithms work is that when users access the data, it puts some of the data into the cache. So hopefully, those data that's being cached will be accessed in the near future. So you think about it, those algorithms really don't think of in terms of the users, and the goal of those algorithms is to achieve global efficiency. However, in a multi-user setting, under those cache algorithms, a single user can get arbitrarily bad performance. For example, if a green user here doesn't access as frequently as the other blue and red users here, he can get a very small amount of cache from the system. In addition, those cache algorithms are not protective against users cheating the system. What I mean by this is, for example, let's say the blue user makes some additional unnecessary access of the system, he can get maybe much more cache for his own. So the way people solve this problem is use this idea of stack allocation. The idea of stack allocation works by separating the entire cache space into multiple pools and assign one pool for each user. And now each user can only access the data in their pool, thus give us performance isolation across the users and also prevent users from stealing other people's cache. What we really want, of course, is to live in this world of shared cache because naturally it gives us higher utilization. If somebody didn't use up of his cache, we can give it someone else. Also, it enables users to share the data. In addition to its convenience, shared data also means that we now can store only one copy of the data into the memory, thus increase higher utilization. Of course, we want to do this while maintaining all the good properties of static allocation. So in this work, we provide the first analysis of cache allocation algorithms with very well-defined resource sharing properties. And to our surprise, we find that no policy can achieve all the good properties that are actually achievable for other types of resources. And we further find that this is not because of lack of trying, but rather there's some fundamental trade-off between those properties. In response, we provide a new policy called FairWrite. FairWrite is near optimal and can outperform all the existing policies when users cheat. So before I dig into the technical details, let me just give a very simple model of cache sharing. Let's say we have multiple users accessing equal size shared files at a constant rate. And what our allocation policy really is given these access rates, decide which files that it should put into the cache. Or more specifically, what's the ratio of each file that should put into the cache. And we use hit ratio as the user performance metric, which can be easily calculated by dividing the total hits a user gets over the total number of accesses of a user. I'd like to just quickly point out that all of the results I'm going to talk about later will still apply for more complicated model where we use various size files or random access, but I'll just stick with the simple model for the rest of the talk. So what are the properties we want for efficient and fair cache sharing? So we come up with a list of classic resource properties that people use to study resource sharing problems. The first problem, the first property is called isolation guarantee, which goes that no user should be worse off than in static allocation. This is very important because in the first place, it incentivizes the user to join the shared cluster instead of taking his portion of the resource and setting up an isolated cluster. The second property is called strategy proofness. Basically, it said that no user should be better off gaming the system. I'll go a little bit deeper later. And the final property is called Pareto efficiency, which guarantees that the system should reach a high utilization state where no user can be even better without hurting anyone else. And this is also very important because if you think about it, this is what exactly static allocation lacks. So why do we care about strategy proofness? As it turns out that it's actually very easy to cheat in cache systems, and it's very hard to detect. For example, a user can just make some spurious access to the system, and the system is very hard to tell them from the legitimate access. This can also happen in practice. We mimic a very classic setup of multiple sites accessing shared cache and plotting the miss ratio over time. If we have these two sites have roughly the same access rates, then they are going to get roughly the same performance, but if we just make site one to make one additional access per one real access, he's going to get a lot of the cache for his own and then increase his cache performance by twice compared to the other user. So this example really means that we need strategy proofness so that system could provide good performance for all users in the system. So we have this list of properties. For those of you who are familiar with the resource sharing, you might say that actually these resources are achievable for network CPU by a very classic policy called maximum fairness. So a natural question for us is, can we extend maximum fairness to cache sharing to achieve all those three properties? So what is maximum fairness? By its name, maximum fairness means that we should maximize the minimum allocation for the worst user. And for example, if we have n users, we should give each user one nth of the resource. Maximum fairness also handles a user didn't use up all his resource, we can give it to other people. And it has been widely successful in a lot of scenarios, and people have been implementing maximum fairness in schedulers and also including scenarios like data centers where you have multiple types of resources. To see maximum fairness to be applied in action for cache sharing, let's have an example where we have three files, A, B, and C, and two users, Alice and Bob, and they're accessing these three files. Per maximum fairness, we will give like half of the resource to each of user, Alice and Bob, and now let's figure out which files we should put into the cache. If you look at it, both Alice and Bob will want to put file B into the cache because file B has the highest rate for both of them, so let's put file B into the cache. So maximum fairness divides the cost of file B evenly for Bob and Alice because they are really using this file evenly. And afterwards, Alice will want to put the file A into the cache, but because she only has 0.5 gigabytes left, so she puts only like half of file A, and same for Bob for file C. And this ends the allocation. And now Alice can access file A and file B in cache and get hit the ratio of 83%, and same for Bob. As we have proved, actually the maximum fairness allocation I just talked about can give us isolation guarantee and Pareto efficiency. Another question is whether it can also give us strategy proofness as it does for resources like CPU or network. So go back to the previous example. Let's say if we turn Bob into someone malicious or strategic. The question is whether is it possible for Bob to get a higher hit rate if he games the system? Let's say we let Bob to make like 10 additional requests a second to file C. Remember that it's really hard for the system to tell from those 10 requests to the older 5 requests a second. And if we look at the access rate now for file C, actually Bob is accessing file C at 15 requests a second, which is the most important file for Bob. So naturally, Bob or the system thinks that Bob should want to cache file C and thus use Bob's allocation to cache file C entirely. And then we look at Alice. Of course, Alice will want to cache file B instead of file A because file B has a higher hit rate. And then we have to evict file A to cache file B. And this ends the allocation. And now, if we look at Bob, both of the files he accesses are stored in cache. So he can get a much higher hit ratio of 100%, while Alice can only access file B and get lower hit ratio. So I actually give an example whereby gaming the system, a strategic user like Bob here, can increase the performance while hurting other users like Alice here. So maximum fairness doesn't actually give a strategy proofness. We also studied a bunch of other policies. For example, static allocation, as we talked about, doesn't give you parity efficiency, as well as other policies. And as we further find out that with cache sharing, there's no allocation policy that can achieve all those three properties that are achievable by other types of resource. And the best we can do is get two of them. So instead of boring you with the details of proof, which you can find in the paper, I'm going to talk a bit about the intuition of why this is the case. If you think about it, unlike CPU or network, cache is really different. The cost of sharing this resource across different data is much higher. Like if there's a cache miss, then the process has to go to a slower storage, which is orders of magnitude slower. This effectively prevents us from doing efficient multiplexing. Second, in addition to be shared in time, where multiple users can use the resource in turns, caches can also be shared in space. If there's a piece of shared data that's put in cache, then multiple people can access it non-exclusively. As opposed to a CPU, one CPU cache can only be accessed by one thread from one user at a time, or a network link can only send one packet at a time. And effectively, this has caused users from being able to free ride on other users on the shared data and gaming the system. So in this depressing world we cannot achieve all the good things, what can we do? So we propose fair write. Unlike most of the other policies, we can get isolation guarantee and strategy proofness by sacrificing a little bit of parity efficiency. I just want to point out here that although fair write doesn't get parity efficiency, it doesn't mean that it's always less efficient. As a matter of fact, if users cheat, it's most efficient compared to all the other policies. The way fair write works is by starting with maximum fairness, it gives 1 ounce of the resource for each of the user and split the cost of shared files among shared users. Now, the only difference here compared to maximum fairness is fair write will block users from accessing those files they never paid. What I mean by blocking is that the users have to go to the underlying storage to access the data. As we find out, actually, you don't have to block the users in order to get strategy proofness, but instead, you can block with a very small probability. And as a technical detail, we actually never block the users so that they don't have to go to the storage to incur more load on the backend system, but instead, we delay the user's request a little bit as if they're blocked. To go back to the previous example, if Bob chooses not to cache file B, we will block Bob, for example, 5 times out of the 10 requests. And now, instead of getting 100% of the access of hit ratio, Bob gets 67%, which is in turn even lower than the case where Bob doesn't cheat. So this says that under fair write, cheating always gives the users worse performance, which means that it can disincentivize users from cheating. Of course, we know that blocking comes at some efficiency loss. The problem is, how do we mitigate that? So in fair write, we use probabilistic blocking, which uses a probability of 1 over nj plus 1, where nj is number of the users caching the file. As you can imagine, the more users sharing the file, the less efficiency loss you're going to have. And we actually prove that this is the best you can do in a general case. Means that if you use less blocking, of course, you can increase the performance a little bit when people don't cheat, but it's no longer strategy proven. So we have introduced fair write, which gets the first two properties, but not the parity efficiency. But I'd like to emphasize a little bit why we are choosing strategy proofness over parity efficiency. First of all, Fair-Write can actually be more efficient when users cheat, and does this by paying a little bit of loss when users don't cheat. In other words, you're essentially paying a small amount of insurance or blocking to make sure that nobody is going to cheat. In a world where users tend to cheat, it's very important to have strategic prudence to make the system stable. Finally, let's see how FairWrite can work in practice. So we implemented FairWrite on Alluxio, which is a memory-centric storage system. And we compared with Maximum Fairness, which is a policy that's very similar to FairWrite, except it didn't block and benchmark against a bunch of workloads. So we want to answer these questions here. Instead of going through the details of the evaluation, which I don't have time for, let me just quickly go through the takeaways of those experiments. So we can see here, if we take two YCSB workloads and having the users share the files, it's very easy for a user to cheat the system by accessing more of his private files and gaining a much better performance. If the other user also cheats the system, then they end up both end up badly. So cheating can actually greatly hurt the system's performance. Well, on the fair right, if a user starts to cheat, instead of getting better performance, they are getting worse performance. And this is also true if both of the users are cheating. So FairWrite can effectively disincentivize this user from cheating. And this experiment, basically, we have more users cheating. And as we increase the number of strategic users, we can see that performance gets worse. And with FairWrite, we can pay a little bit of cost compared to the case where no user cheats, but it's much better because it can prevent users from cheating. And finally, we also replaced the Facebook on 2,000 nodes, and we find that compared to Maximum Fairness, FairWrite can outperform Maximum Fairness by 29%. In conclusion, there has been a trend that caches are shared more and more among multiple users, and like simple previous solution like static allocation or cache algorithms cannot provide very fair and efficient solutions. And we started a problem and found that no policy can achieve all the good properties. And we provide FairWrite, which achieves isolation guarantee and strategic proofness through probabilistic blocking. And we find that it is near optimal and can outperform all other existing policies when users cheat. With that, I'm happy to take any questions.
Go ahead. So we are very short on time. So if you can keep the questions short, that'd be great. Thanks.
Hi there, Luis Pedrosa, USC. In your evaluation, it looked like when one of the users was cheating that it hurt both of the users. Now, one could say in terms of Nash equilibrium that because it hurts the user who's cheating, that they wouldn't do it in the first place. But if they are a malicious user in the sense that they don't have a self-interest, their interest is in hurting an adversary because they might be a competitor or something. Okay. How would this play out?
Yeah, in this case, we assume that users are like self-interest, meaning that they only cheat the system if there is room for improvement.
I see. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks again. Let's thank the speaker, please. Okay.